The namesakes of Arizona's three public universities are more than a century in the making. As part of the series Untold Arizona, KJZZ's Ben Giles reports on the origins of the mascots that now represent the U of A, ASU, and NAU.
It's Friday night in Tucson, and the McHale Center is thumping. Rival ASU is in town to play the Wildcat women's basketball team. And as the home team takes the court, they're greeted by a different kind of Wildcat. Wilma, mascot and longtime partner of Wilbur Wildcat. The Wildcat name dates back to 1914, when the U of A lost a football game in California. Even in defeat, an LA Times columnist wrote that the team, quote, fought like Wildcats.
Us being in the desert, obviously we have bobcats, so I feel like that was an easy transition into the cat world, so to speak.
That's Roberta Stout, who runs the Hall of Champions at U of A. Stout said that students liked the name so much, the freshman football team raised roughly $9 to buy a live bobcat in 1915. Named after the university president at the time, Rufus Arizona. Well, Rufus didn't last long. In 1916, the leashed bobcat accidentally hung itself while tied to a tree. Undeterred, Stout said the university kept live bobcats through the 1950s.
We had bobcats past Rufus that kind of carried on that tradition for a little while.
It wasn't until 1959 that Wilbur made his debut in costume at a football game. Stout said Wilma was created by accident. When a new costume was delivered for Wilbur in 1986, students thought it looked too girly.
And so they decided that they were going to make him a partner.
After a successful blind date with Wilbur, the two were wed. Rebecca Dieterman, who performed as Wilma, said the wedding was fitting.
I think it goes back to just the traditions of the University of Arizona and how everything is embedded in a tradition. And it just seemed like the next step is that they needed to be married. But there's no cubs at all. So I'm okay with that.
There's another mascot in Tucson across the court from Wilma, Sparky the Sun Devil. Unlike the Wildcat, Sparky hasn't always been the face of ASU. Archivist Robert Spindler said the university, founded as the Territorial Normal School, went by the Normals as early as 1899. By the early 20s, it had a new namesake, the Bulldogs.
An interesting choice, ultimately, because there were other teams known as the Bulldogs at that time. But in this case, there actually was a bulldog that was associated with the name and that traveled with the team and things like that.
In 1946, an ASU booster club brainstormed names that would distinguish the university from others. Students adopted the Sun Devil name by vote later that year, and a former Disney illustrator was hired to create a logo. The mascot hasn't been without controversy. Spindler said that in the 60s, 70s, and 80s, people raised concerns about its satanic appearance. In 1972, students were asked whether they should keep Sparky or adopt a more Viking-like sun devil. Spindler said alumni, who were allowed to cast votes, overwhelmingly favored Sparky, and the devil remains to this day. In Flagstaff at Northern Arizona University, there's been one mascot and one mascot only. The Lumberjack.
The mascot name, the moniker, actually goes back, I believe, to 1915. Obviously, being in Flagstaff and a logging industry, you know, at the time, the university picked up the name Lumberjacks because it just, quite frankly, made sense based on our industry and where we were at the time.
That's Adam Ojeda, the university's trademark and licensing manager. While the name has stuck for more than a century, the Lumberjack logo has been redrawn many different ways. And it wasn't until 1964 that the Lumberjack got a name and was officially adopted by what was then the Arizona State Teachers College. They called him Louie, an homage to a popular Kingsman song, Louie Louie. Louie has a few common looks. He's often holding an axe, leaning against a tree stump. Then there's the somewhat terrifying version of Louie that debuted in 2005.
We referred to him, quite frankly, as the Abominable Snowman Louie because he was gray, he had this really great big oversized beard. He looked like one of those Christmas cartoons that you see, you know, the claymation guys.
Louie's current design presents a lumberjack that's still intimidating, but much friendlier, roaming the sidelines at a recent basketball game to high-five fans. Ben Giles, KJZZ News, Phoenix.